Since we have singularly failed to arrange a time when everybody is available, I thought I'd make this quick podcast, and then if anyone's got any questions about what I have to say, then they can post them in the discussion board. What I would like to do is make sure that everyone understands the way in which this course is going to run. So for that, I'm actually assuming that everyone has read the course handbook, which is available. And understands what we're going to be doing from week to week. I hate to do this because I actually don't think that the learning that occurs in a course should be defined by what the assessment actually happens to be, but I do want to understand, or I do want you to understand what's required of you and also the steps that I put in place for you to have some form of formative assessment as well. So that's why I'm going to start talking a little bit about the assessment. The first assessment is going to be taken during course time, and I think you'll see in the week by week schedule that we've got that that's going to be towards the end of this course. And what we have there is an online group seminar presentation. Now, that links with the task that I've set you to do for next week, because what I want to do is start getting you into the way of getting other people talking, other people discussing issues. And I think that's something that's going to be very important for a number of areas in your future careers once you finish this master's or even just this course. You know, finding out the ways in which you can stimulate discussion and get the answers that not necessarily that you want, but the answers to questions that you want to pose from people. So we're going to continue to do this over the next few weeks, but it's going to be very short and sharp, and it's going to be focused around the readings. But what I want to do is give you guys carte blanche to actually tailor what I'm asking you to do in any form that you want. So part of this course is about creativity and innovation. So I want you to start that now. Okay? So the first assessment is a seminar presentation. Now, I had originally thought that we were going to have groups of three or four for this because they are meant to be 45 minutes in length. Now, there are six people on this course. I am quite happy to listen to whatever you think about groups of two, which would mean there'd be three presentations. Or groups of three, which would mean there would be two presentations. I actually don't mind which one you decide. So I'd like that to be something that you guys think about amongst yourselves. Plus the fact I'd also like you to organise yourself into these groups. So for the purposes of the mini presentations that I'm doing, I'm going to assign you into groups so that you get a chance to get to know other people, to work with other people. But I am going to ask you guys, to make a decision about who it is that you would prefer to work with and actually perform your, sorry, put yourself into groups for the actual assessment. So that's the first assessment, which is actually worth 50% of the grade. And within that assessment, there are a number of criteria. So, for example, you're not just going to be graded upon the actual seminar presentation. But you get the opportunity to grade the other people in your group that you're working with for their contribution. And there's a number of criteria around there about their availability, their helpfulness, those types of things. And I want you to take this very seriously because it's actually something that is very good practice for you in the future to think why it is that you're giving the grades that you do. The other thing that you're going to be graded on within that is going to be actually your contribution to other people's seminars as well. Because you know right away that you can't actually have a seminar or a discussion unless people are willing to discuss issues. So that's one of the reasons why that is. However, the majority of the grade will be upon your actual presentation as well. So that's just a little breakdown there to let you know that. I've actually given you some suggestions as to what could be good seminar presentation topics. There is a certain degree of flexibility and choice within each one of the ones I've suggested. However, I don't want you to feel that you have to be bound to any of these suggested topics. What I would suggest that you do before you actually start investing time and effort into the topic, that you actually check with me about what you're thinking about doing, and let me give you an idea as to whether I think that would be a good idea or not. The second assessment is a 2,000 word case study, and that again is worth the final 50% of this course grade. Now, what I would like you to do, since this actual course is all about performance development and expertise, I want you to look at the development of a performer, a team, or a coach within a sport or an activity. And as I said, it could be quite wide. For example, I know that there's some people involved in dance here. I know that there's some people involved in education studies. So it doesn't need to necessarily, when I say a performer, it doesn't need to be a sports performer. So it could be somebody who is highly rated within an activity that's not related necessarily to sport per se. But what we're looking at is this idea of retrospective recall and how this person considers that they have come to get to that level of expertise, or are they not there yet? So, what we have got is we've got a couple of suggestions of the way in which this has been done in the past, and I've actually looked at or looked out three particular papers. One is by Baker et al., one is by Cote et al., and one's actually by myself as well. So there's a number of ways that you can do this. And I think the method that you choose, the framework that you choose to actually present your case study, depends upon the type of person that you are wanting to be the focus of your case study. But really, what we're looking at is the background of the performer, and the family environment of the performer, and the understanding of how this relates to the talent development theory as well. So it's really looking at the background of a particular person and seeing how well it does or it doesn't relate to the actual theories. And we'll give more guidance on that as we go along. So just be thinking about that and trying to identify somebody that you think may be a good person for you to talk to. And again, if you've got any questions on that, please feel free to ask me. So I hope by now that you have seen the task that I've given you for next week. I am going to post a doodle poll for next week. I'm afraid that my time this week has just been crazy. I've just actually finished doing a PhD viva today, and I'm in a meeting tomorrow and Wednesday from 9 till 5 both days. Hence the reason why I thought that Thursday and Friday would be good, but apparently that's not. One of the other things it would be good to look at would be when are the best times for each one of you and the best days for each one of you to be able to get together, because we do need to be able to coordinate it. And remember, we don't need to have it weekdays necessarily. We don't need to have it during the 9 to 5 regular routine of the university. But what we do need to do is find a time that will suit everybody, because it's important that everybody is able to contribute to these discussions. So, any questions, let me know. I hope this has given you a quick overview of what it is I'm looking for, and hopefully I'll get to speak to you next week, and I will send out that doodle poll as well. Speak to you later. Bye.